And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and just take that deep, healing breath, relaxing into and breathing into the divine presence of your being. And as you exhale, just feel your body relax and let your mind go of any issue, problem, or condition in the outer that might be keeping you from realizing your divine potential. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to go deeper, deeper into that inner sanctuary of your soul, where you know and feel that you are one with the Almighty, that surely the presence of God is in this place. And take one more deep breath and feel the Almighty love, sustaining strength, and pure peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. And now, in this consciousness, return your breathing to normal. Feel the ebb and flow of your breath as you once again visualize following Jesus up that hillside to the top of the summit. It's not a long walk. You follow him, knowing that you are moving to a higher state of consciousness. And as you sit at the Master's feet, Jesus looks directly into your eyes and says to you, "Blessed, fortunate, in bliss are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." And in this moment, your mind and heart are open, and you know that Jesus is inviting you to a new state of mind, a state where you don't have to conquer all of the world's problems on your own. You can release struggle and stress and worry and just surrender. Surrender to the perfect energy of God. You can achieve all the good you desire just by turning to the power of God through your own indwelling Christ. You feel right here, right now, the divine power flowing through your entire soul. You feel the freedom and the joy of that. Right here, right now, for just a few seconds, in the silence. Next, you hear Jesus say, "Blessed, happy, in bliss are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And we all have hungered and thirsted for many things in this life, so many things that we thought would bring us joy. But now in this moment, you realize what brings true joy, true happiness, and true peace. You are in the consciousness knowing that you are a child of God. You are created in the image and likeness of your Creator. You are whole and free as God created you to be. You are a spiritual being, here for a while to serve as God's expression on this earth. And you have absolutely been given the power of dominion over your thoughts. This is your divine inheritance. Claim it. Claim it now. You can think rightly, even in the face of temporary outer appearances. You can turn from any conflict to the power and presence of God. Our souls are pivotal. We can always turn to earthly issues, or we can turn to the greater reality. In this consciousness, in the silence for just a few seconds, gratefully claim the good that God has in store for you. And now, dear God, sweet Spirit, God of our being, we are so grateful for your unconditional love, for your peace and your grace, for your presence and power at every moment of our lives. We surrender to your will of ever-enfolding good and spiritual growth. We claim this now through the power of the eternal Christ, and we know it is so. And we gratefully say, in the name and through the power of Christ, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. And let's now come together in completing our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine